Governor Gray Davis says California has overcome its electricity crisis by conserving energy and licensing new power plants. Last night, in his annual State of the State address, Governor Davis also talked about how he plans to resolve California's worst budget crunch in a decade. California faces a projected $12 billion budget deficit. The Democratic governor was vague on the details of spending reductions, but he said he will not propose a tax increase. How Davis manages to balance California's budget remains tricky, especially since he'll be running for re-election in November. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
What a difference a year makes. 12 months ago, when Governor Davis stood before the state legislature, the California Treasury was brimming with tax revenues from the high-tech boom. However, the state was also in the midst of a debilitating energy crisis. Now, while the lights remain on, the state's coffers are empty, drained dry by recession and the sagging stock market. And in the post-September 11th world, the war on terrorism tops the governor's agenda.
In the aftermath of these unspeakable attacks, we moved rapidly to protect Californians. I directed the California Highway Patrol to provide additional protection to our highways and dams. I activated the California National Guard to protect our airports and bridges. In fact, no state has done more than California to protect its citizens and vital assets since the terrorist attacks.
But California must do even more, said Davis. Most notably, the governor wants the authority to expand so-called roving wiretaps on the telephones and computers of suspected criminals. Davis said that even before the September 11th attacks, California faced some tough choices in deciding how to close a multi-billion dollar deficit. He said the state's budget will be balanced by a combination of cutbacks, deferred spending, and internal borrowing. But he also promised to protect spending on schools, public safety, and local governments. And he made this pledge.
I will not advocate raising taxes.
That no new tax pledge comes after the top Democrat in the state Senate, John Burton, called for a tax increase on California's richest residents in order to bridge the budget gap. Even without a challenge from within his own party, Davis will have to solicit support for his budget plan from the Republican minority. Gene Ross directs the California Budget Project, a nonprofit policy research and advocacy group in Sacramento.
California is one of a very small handful of states that requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature to pass a state budget, which means you've got to have some level of bipartisan cooperation between the majority Democrats and the Republicans.
But is the Republican legislative minority inclined to cooperate with Davis in an election year? Dan Schnurr is a Republican political consultant. He says that Republicans will likely argue that Davis should have had better controls on spending when the state's coffers were full, that Davis took a bad economic situation and made it worse.
The biggest challenge for him this year is that long before his Republican opponent starts running advertisements against him next summer or fall, Davis is going to have to deal with an unending stream of headlines about budget cuts, tax increases, and deficits. That's a much harder impression to combat once it takes hold in the public consciousness.
For his part, the governor called on the lawmakers to put progress above partisanship, and he ended his speech the same way he began it, by invoking the memory of the California-bound passengers of United Flight 93 who fought against the hijacking terrorists.
These were everyday people who, upon realizing their fate, summoned up the courage to overpower their captors. Their heroism rallied the nation and guaranteed that no more innocent lives were lost. We may never know how many thousands of lives they saved, but this we do know. Flight 93 was one of freedom's finest hours.
Still, even as Gray Davis tries to cast himself as the anti-terrorism governor who works hard to protect Californians, he also knows that in an election year, voters will be judging him on how well he protects their pocketbooks. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.